Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 181, and I'm recording this on March 4th, 2009. One of the topics that we cover in our 8th grade American history class is Western expansion. It's one of my favorite units to cover, and I've had some recent questions about how we study the Donner Party. I think I tweeted or maybe put on my website that we're doing some different activities with the Donner Party. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the projects that we do when we cover Western expansion and how we include the Donner Party and do kind of some interesting activities related to that fateful trip. As we study Western expansion, we do a lot of different things with life on the Oregon Trail. We do some different activities. But I'd like to show a video that does focus on the Donner Party. It is from PBS, and it's one of the American Experience videos. Came out quite a few years ago, I'd say maybe mid-90s or so, maybe early 90s. It's a 90-minute American Experience show, and it talks about the fate of the Donner Party. It's narrated by my favorite author, David McCullough. He's got a very just a perfect voice for narrating the story. They've got some great historians on there, and my students really get into the story of the Donner Party. Now, obviously, the Donner Party is one of the extremes. I explained to my students that not every wagon train faced the difficulties the Donner Party did, but I think it's kind of interesting to select the Donner Party specifically. They do a great job on the documentary of basically tracing their steps from Independence, Missouri, which is really in our backyard. We're like 10, 15 minutes north of Independence, Missouri. But it talks about their journey from Independence as they're coming up through the plains, on the Platte River. And what I do that makes it a little bit interesting, because I've shown this video for years. I used to teach high school history before I had exclusively did 8th grade. And we used to watch it when I first started teaching as well. And after the first couple years, I began to think about, well, how can I do an activity around this video? You know, when you show that much of a video, you like to do some different things to tie in some kind of activity or assignment, things like that. And so what I slowly began to do was focus on the role of one person in the Donner Party story, and that's Langsford Hastings. Langsford Hastings is the person that basically told the Donner Party that they should take a shortcut, and it was because of that shortcut that they fell behind. They eventually didn't get over the Sierra Nevada Mountains and got stuck, and all the tragedy occurred. So what I do is I give them a sheet at the beginning of the video, and I'm going to include this as a PDF on the website. Again, we're at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, and this PDF will be on the website. And it basically just tells a little bit about the Donner Party at the top, and then you've got a line down the middle, and there's places for you to write notes as the video goes on. And I just have the students count off 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and go through the entire class. And I say, okay, if you're a 1, I want you to circle the side that says you're collecting evidence to prove that Langsford Hastings is guilty in this incident. And then if you're a 2, you're going to be collecting evidence that shows that the Donner Party is at fault for this incident. And so as we go through the video, they're collecting little pieces of evidence. They're writing down things that people said or things that happened. And I tell them at the beginning, you're basically collecting evidence. Just imagine it's a court case. And at the end, we're going to try and put blame on either the Donner Party themselves or Langsford Hastings for what happened to the entire party. So during the video, they're writing these things down. And sometimes students kind of miss some of the things that are important. And so, like, I'll be in the back of the room, and as we're watching the video, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that he said that, or oh no, or that's unbelievable, things like that. And then they start writing these things down. At the end of the video, I split them up into the two groups, and I say, okay, we're going to have a debate, and you're going to have about 5 minutes to get your spokesman ready. You can bring up any evidence you want. You have a maximum of 2 minutes to present your case. And then the other side is going to have their 2 minutes to present the case. I will then separate you guys back into your groups, and then you're going to have some time to prepare a one-minute rebuttal to what the other side has said. And it varies a little bit on the class. Some classes get very, very detail-orientated, and I've typically had to kind of prime the pump a little bit when I want them to get really into details. You know, during the time period when they're broken up into groups, I'll come over to the group and go, hey, what do you guys have for evidence? And, you know, maybe if they've missed a really important point, I'll say, well, hey, what about that time when, you know, George Kleiman told them that they shouldn't take the trail and, you know, he saw them at Fort Laramie and stuff like that. So I'll kind of try and jog their memory a little bit, maybe see if somebody has written it down but just hasn't spoke up in the group. And I feel like when I do that, I get a much better debate than when I just leave it up to the students. But when I've done this with high school kids, you know, they catch quite a few of the little details and things like that. So then we have our debate. And 2 years ago, I recorded the debate using a portable MP3 player. And I went and I asked, I did some research and I found about 10 people that were either authors about the Donner Party or had done different historical things with the Donner Party. And I emailed them and said, would you be interested in being a judge for the debate? And we did have two people 2 years ago that did an amazing job. I picked my best class. And again, it's a two-minute, and then one-minute rebuttal for each. So at most, it's going to be like a 5 to 6 minute audio recording. I sent it to those experts as an attachment in an email. And then each of them sent back about 3 or 4 pages of information talking about, you know, this was a great point by this group, you know, this group could have brought up this particular detail. And it was amazing because as a teacher, I'm not an expert in the Donner Party, and I was able to connect with experts that, you know, that's what they do, that's their passion, is the Donner Party. And I learned a ton about the Donner Party that I did not know previous to that. This year we did not do that. We did not contact the experts. It's been kind of busy, crazy here the last couple of weeks. I do regret that I didn't get in touch with them. I do plan on doing that again next year. But what we did this year was we used our flip camera and we recorded the debate, and then I just took that flip video and put it into my laptop. And the flip camera has some really easy editing software if you're just doing really simple stuff. And I was able then to make just a really little video, and it took about 2 minutes to edit the entire thing. And I've put those up on YouTube, and then I've also embedded a couple of those in the blog post. So if you want to kind of see what they look like. This year probably didn't have as much detail to some of the facts that maybe some of the other groups did. But again, I probably didn't press the groups like I had in the past to maybe bring out some of those details. So one of the things I definitely want to improve on next year is kind of bringing out more details, being a little bit more active on my role as far as kind of giving them some scaffolding and guiding their organization instead of just letting it up just to them on how they devise their debate. So I'm going to include those. But if you're studying Western Expansion, I think that the Donner Party video is good. Again, it's 90 minutes. You know, I think my students are pretty tuned in for that entire 90 minutes. Having the video sheet really helps out. If you're just going to show them 90 minutes of video without having them actually do anything or having a purpose once the video's done, it's really hard to keep their attention, and it's probably a waste of their time as well. So it's kind of a neat activity. Just kind of a weird story about David McCullough. David McCullough does a lot of the narration for the American Experience videos. And I love Dave McCullough. He could read the phone book, and I'd probably listen to it. And a couple years ago, when he did his book tour for the book 1776, he came to Kansas City. And my wife and I went and listened to him speak in downtown Kansas City and then purchased a hard copy of 1776 so that he would autograph it. And we were in line, and you bought a ticket. There were a lot of people there. I think we were ticket like number 900 or something. So after his speech or presentation, we had to wait for everybody to go through the line, and we were towards the end. So we're sitting on the top of this balcony, and we're way on the other side of this auditorium from Mr. McCullough. And I was talking to my wife, and I said, you know, one of the things that I love about David McCullough's narration is during the Donner Party video, the point when the Donner Party is just about ready to get over the Sierra Nevada mountains. I mean, they're really close. They're within a day, and it starts to snow. And David McCullough, as the narrator, says, "And it started to snow, and it snowed, and it snowed, and it snowed." And at that point, your heart just drops because you know they're not going to make it. So I was telling my wife how I love that part of the video when he narrates that, and it just makes everything come alive. Well, we're in this line, and we finally get up to Mr. McCullough, and you've only got a couple seconds, you know, as he's signing the book. You know, he kind of looks up, and, you know, you can tell him who you want it made out to. And so we finally get up there, and I say, you know, "Mr. McCullough, I just want to let you know that I'm an 8th grade teacher. I love reading your books. I use them in class. And then I also use quite a few of the American Experience videos. And I feel like you're part of our class because you do such a great job on the narration." And he looks up at me and he says, "You know, there was one particular part in that series that I thought was really powerful. We're doing the documentary on the Donner Party." And at this time, I'm just like, you know, I'm sweating and I'm pretty excited. He goes, "And that one part in the Donner Party when they almost get over the mountains, and I have to say, and it started to snow, and it snowed, and it snowed, and it snowed." And I'm like, "Yes, yes," I go, "that's my favorite part of the entire documentary." And of course, my wife is like standing next to me just saying, "Hey, don't do something really embarrassing, you know, in front of David McCullough." But I was like, "Yes, that's the exact part that I always tell my students to watch for." So that's my little David McCullough story as it relates to the Donner Party video. But definitely check it out. It's on PBS. They do have some excellent resources as well on the PBS Donner Party site. I'll include that link as well on the blog. And that's actually where I got the idea for doing this kind of trial type thing. I think they have some suggested questions maybe after the video. And I think one of them talks about how you could actually ask your students if Langsford Hastings was the person to blame. And it's just really a natural type of activity for the students as they start to, you know, try and assess blame to one side or the other. And, you know, the students then usually ask me, "Well, what do you think, Mr. Langhorst? Who would you say is to blame?" And in reality, if you have to really blame somebody or something, and I tell them this after we do the debate, it would probably have to be the weather. And that's kind of a chicken answer because I'm kind of getting out of assessing blame by one of the two people. But when you think about the fact that they just happened to be trying to cross the mountains the year that they had a very early snowstorm, I'd have to go back and look, but I think that the snowstorm the Donner Party hit was about 3 weeks before when it typically snows. And so, you know, I think the bigger culprit would be the weather, because even though they took Langford Hastings' advice and the cutoff actually was longer, it took them longer to get across the desert and all those things, they still would have been fine in almost any other year to get across the mountains, to get to Sutter's Fort, and they would have been fine. So I usually kind of play devil's advocate a little bit at the end and egg them on a little bit, and then I usually talk about, you know, the weather is probably the biggest factor. So if you've got any ideas on how you teach the Donner Party, I know there's some great books out there. Patty Reed's Doll, I believe, is another book out there that people have used. If you have any resources, let me know. And go ahead and just leave a comment, and we'll have that on the blog for other people to look at. And like I said, the YouTube videos are there if you want to, you know, quickly check them out and just get an example of what, you know, students can possibly do. I think that in the future, one neat way of using a video Gmail or Skype would be to have my class, like an entire class, pick blame for the Donner Party and just really work on a really good 2 or 3 minute explanation of why they believe that, and then have another class in a different part of the country do the opposite side, and then have them try and prove Langsford Hastings, and, you know, we're trying to prove the Donner Party's wrong, and then just do like a video thing. So I think if we could connect at some point with some other classes, that'd be a neat way to include classes and almost have kind of a competition to get the research done as well as you can and really have your points to get across. So that's my podcast for today. We're going to close it out here. Remember, history is not just a bunch of boring old dead guys. So we'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.creativecommons.org. www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Soundsbound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.